Cool.
Na
Jasodanandana Gopi Janarandana Jasodanandana Gopi Janarandana Jamuna Tira Banasari Jamuna Tira Banasari
ඉතාවතා ලා මග නිරහරණාය පුමිසං සංකීර්තනං භගවතු ගුණකර්මනාම්න වික්‍රසපුත් ප්‍රමඛමාන ජදමාන ලෝපි නාරායණී තුමියමාන යාය මුක්ති So you have concluded this verse that Jamaraj says that the holy name of the personality of Godhead, Bhagavata, not only his name but also his activities and his qualities. His qualities that last night somebody was discussing with me, saguna and nirguna. Saguna means, according to their version, or standard version, saguna means the material quality. They worship saguna roop. Saguna means forms of this material world. Sadhakanam hitarthaya brahmana rupa kalpana. According to Mahavadi school, the absolute truth is in part. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also said, Klesha Adhikarasthi Sham Adhikatarasthi Sham Abhakya Saptati. Say for meditation. It is very difficult to meditate on impersonal creatures. Therefore, they artificially think like that. I am the whole, I am moving the star, I am moving the moon. All some qualities, this place, taking place, artificially. This meditation is artificial. Therefore, they do not get any data, simply waste time, and they remain the number one devote as they are. So this kind of meditation, because they will not put any form, they Brahma is impersonal, so how they can think of any form. It is very difficult to adjust. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Klesha Adhikatarasthi. They want to meditate upon impersonal Brahma, but it is very trouble. Because Brahma is not impersonal, but of course they want to make Brahma impersonal. So, in order to mitigate this troublesome position, some of their acharyas, Shankaracharyas, has said that you imagine a form. That is, there is no real form, but you imagine some form. And he has recommended five forms. The first form is Durga, Shakti. The second form is Surya, the sun, sun worshipper. And the third form is Ganesha. And the fourth form is Shiva. And the fifth form is Vishnu. Of course, these are the different stages of spiritual development. Durga. Durga means the material power, energy. So, when a person is in the lowest stage of material existence, he realizes some power. That's the fact. The scientist also, he realized some power, there is some power in the material world. They go on searching after, so what is the ultimate power, but they cannot find it out. That is not possible. But they accept that there is some power. Nature's power. That is the stage of after stage, Durgavad. Then power, just like modern scientists, they also have gone to the power of the sun. That power is sun, and that is called Saura, worshipping the sun. Just like there is a Parsi community in India. Fire worship is recommended in the Vedas. So, that powerful sun god, they worship the sun, that is the stage of Saura stage. And then next is the power of properly, the power of the bhog, that is the stage of Ganapati. Gana means the number of people. Just like in nationalism, they are counting upon the power. In this way, they realize some sort of power, I mean, moving force or the soul. That is the stage of, they say, Siboham, Sang Brahmas. That is the stage of Saiva. And when they expand that this power, this spiritual power, soul, is all over, all pervading, impersonal, Brahma. But that is they sometimes accept Vishnu. Vishnu means all. But their realization of Vishnu is impersonal. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing with Ramananda Raya, so what is the process of elevation? Sadhva, what is the ultimate objective? So Ramananda Raya quoted a verse from the Vishnu Purana that Varnashrama Charvata Purushina Parapuma Vishnu Aradhati Nanna Tathosu Karanam. The beginning of real human civilization is observance of the institute of four varnas and four ashrams. That is the beginning of civilized life. Otherwise, it is not civilized life. It is crude, uncivilized life, where there is no varnashram, where there is no division of society according to work and quality. An ashrama, spiritual life division. So, Ramananda Raya recommended this verse, that this is the process to satisfy the Supreme Lord Vishnu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that your bhajya, because this is external, if you know something more better than this, he said. Why, he said? There is the person, Vishnu Aradhyate. Vishnu, does it mean that he is rejecting Vishnu worship? No, it's not rejecting. Because generally, these impersonalists, Mayavadi, they also worship sometimes Vishnu, these five demigods and gods. But their idea is that ultimately, impersonal. The impersonal takes the form by the help of this material world. The formation takes place simply in the material, that is their opinion. And therefore they are called Sagunupasana. Let's try to understand this. Sagunupasana means when Brahma takes a form, he takes a form from this material self. Just like we take a form, we spiritual entity, we also take a form, transmigration of the soul according to karma. I create a certain type of mentality and that continues throughout my life, and at the time of death, because I have got a certain type of mentality, man mentality, or God mentality, or dog mentality, or swine mentality, and any kind of, there are so many. So, I have to get a certain type of body. But that body, I have to get, not by my will, daivena, daivanetrena. By the decision of higher authority, Daiva, generally it means the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His agents. He has got many parasasattva-vivudhaiva-sriyate. So the material agent is Durga. So I create a mentality by my association with this material world. There are three kinds of qualities. Sattva-gun, Rajagun, Tamagun. So, one of them are mixed, I will have to accept, because I am associating. Just like, this is artificial. If you associate with the hippies, you will become hippies. If you associate with the Vaishnava, you become Vaishnava. Very practical. So similarly, if you associate with tamogun, one of the features of tamogun is laziness and sleeping. I am against so much sleeping because it is tamogun, it is a manifestation of tamogun. So, this is the feature of tamogun. And the features of rajogun is very active. But for sense gratitude, that's why ordinary persons are very active. They rise also early in the morning. They work very hard. But the whole plan is for sense gratitude. That is rajogun. And satogun means they are silent, they are sober, they know what is what, and they try for spiritual advancement. That is satogun. So, you can understand whether a man is in satogun, or a man is in rajogun, or a man is in tamogun by the symptoms of his behavior. So, as we associate with different types of gunas, we develop a certain type of mentality that continues. And if it continues up to the point of death, then certainly we'll have to accept a body influenced by this guna. Therefore Bhagavad Gita says, Pratite kriyamanani gunai karmani sam. That's much, it's gunai. Pratite kriyamanani gunai. According to the association of guna or quality, prakriti gives you a certain type of body. The body is given by person, by nature. Therefore nature is called mother, Durga. Just like we develop this body exactly from the mother's womb. The father gives the seed, but the bodily ingredients, that is, just like mother is developing her body, similarly she is developing the child's body by eating, by the secretion, by development of the secretion. Here is solidifying the secretion. It is becoming gradually muscles, skin, bones, as it is becoming harder and harder. These very nice factories going on. That is also by nature. And nature is working by the order of Krishna. That's why ultimate cause is Krishna. So, this bodily development given by the nature is also adduced to the body of Krishna. That is Mahavadi philosophy. Mahavadi philosophy means we accept Krishna as God, but he has assumed a body which is given by this material nature, as it is given to us. That is their point. They count Krishna, an ordinary man, on the same level. But that is not a fact. Therefore, Krishna condemns this philosophy. Avajananti mana mulha manusam tanumasya. Because I appear as a human being, therefore these rascals consider that I am ordinary man. The rascals, mūrha. Mūrha means rascals, dalha. Asses. Their designation is given by Krishna as asses, rascals. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Mayavadi bhakta sunile hoy sarvan. Because these commentaries, comments by the Mahavadi school, is simply rascalism. And if one hears such commentaries by the Mahavadi, the result will be, he will be doomed. Doomed means forever. For a very, very long time, he'll not be able to understand actual his relationship with Krishna. That way he's doomed. And because he is not able to understand his relationship with Krishna, so he is called Rakshas or Asuri Bhavamasi. That is also condemned by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Navan Viskidana Mulha Prabhadante Naradhama Maya Apuritabhyana. You'll find amongst them very, very learned man, very, very good scholars. They can quote intelligent man because they are Mayavadi commentary. They can utilize. And Krishna gives them intelligence also. That you misuse this verse in this way. Because you are Tanaham Vishakat Kuran. Krishna is sitting within the heart of everyone. So Mayavadi philosopher wants to kill God as Krishna. Nidvishesha Sunnavadi. They want to make Krishna as zero or Krishna as Niraka. So Krishna also gives intelligence. Yes, you just put forward this logic, that logic, that logic. And you put. And that is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasva chaham ridhi sanni. I am sitting in everyone's heart. Matta smiti jnanam apuham. Matta through me, from me, all remembrance or memorization takes place. So Mahavadi wants to prove that the ultimate truth is nirakar or impersonal. So Krishna gives you intelligence. Yes, you put this forward, put forward this one, this one, that one. Similarly, Krishna gives, there is a Bengali proverb, that how God works, that one man, a householder is praying to God, my dear Lord, there may not be any theft or burglary in my home this night, please send me. Now one man is praying like that. Another man is praying the thief, my dear Lord, this night I shall commit burglary in that house. Please help me to get some. Now what is Krishna's position? Krishna is everyone's heart. The Krishna has to satisfy so many prayers. The burglar and the thief and the householder, so many prayers. So Krishna's adjustment, but he stays still. That is Krishna's intelligence. How he adjusts? He gives everyone freedom. And everyone is given facilities, but still he is in bondage. Therefore, Krishna advises to his devotees that don't plan anything. You rascals, nonsense, you don't give me trouble. Please surrender to me. Just go under my plan, you'll be happy. You are making plan, you are unhappy, I'm also unhappy. So many plans are coming daily, and I'll have to fulfill. You see, he's merciful, he gives a thamang, kubatan, tetansa. So, express the devotee of Krishna. Everyone is simply giving Krishna trouble. Therefore, they are called duskritina. Duskritina, most miscreant. The miscreant. Don't make any plan except Krishna's plan. That will be simply giving trouble to Krishna. But a devotee does not pray even for his maintenance. That is pure. He doesn't give trouble to Krishna even for his bare maintenance. If he has no maintenance, he'll suffer. Fasting, still he'll not ask Krishna, Krishna, I'm very hungry, give me some food. Of course, Krishna is alert for his devotees. But a devotee's principle is not to let any plan to Krishna. Let Krishna do. Simply, we have to do according to the plan of Krishna. So what is our plan? Our plan is, Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam śaraṇam. Yes, manvanā bhava-maddhāsī madhyāsī. Our plan is the same thing. They are simply canvassing for Krishna, that you become Krishna conscious. We have to show our example, how we are becoming Krishna conscious, how we are worshipping Krishna, how we are going on the street for vibrating Krishna's name, transcendental name. Now we are distributing Krishna's prasadam. As far as possible, our business is to induce persons how he becomes Krishna conscious. For that reason, you can make your plan. Because that is Krishna's plan. But that should also be sanctioned by Krishna. Don't make your own manufactured concoction plan. Therefore, to guide you, a Krishna's representative requires. That is spiritual mind. So, there's a huge plan and huge scheme. Therefore, we have to follow the footsteps of the Maharaj. As it is stated here, that dādasaite bijānīma dharmana bhāgavatana. He says that we, the selected Maharaj, representative of Krishna, we know what is Bhagavad Dharma? What is Krishna Dharma? Dadas means 12 names already mentioned. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, as a friend. So, Gamaraj says, only we, these 12 men, representative of Krishna, we know what is Bhagavad Dharma. Dadas says, Bijanya means we know Dharma. Bhagavatam avata, vriyam visuddhaṁ durubhodaṁ, janga kyaṁ mridamasmute. We know. Therefore, it is advice. Mahājana jena gata sattam. These Mahājans, as they have this prescribed, that is the real way for understanding Krishna, the spiritual salvation. So we are following the Brahma Sambhuna. The first, Sam, Brahma, Brahma, then Narada, from Narada Vyasadeva, in this way, Madhvacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way. So today, because we are following the footsteps of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, so this is today's his appearance. We should honor his tithi very respectfully and pray to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami that we are engaged in your service. So give us strength, give us intelligence, and we are being guided by your servant. So in this way we have to pray, and I think in the evening we shall distribute prasad, not at noon. In the evening there will be so many audience come, so they can distribute the prasadam, and some of the members who can come from Vatika, they can be also invited. So arrange for this. And at 12 o'clock, we offer Pushpanjali. At Pushpanjali mantra, it should be beginning, it should begin from the beginning, not you are singing Srivasa Bhanavi Devi. There are two other lines. Why do you forget that? No, before that there are two other lines. What is that? Why do you forget that? Yes. So, you can chant this mantra and offer Pushpanjali flowers. We shall together offer flowers. Actually, the worship is, that's my duty, but Sagos, now I will have to offer my respect with my spiritual family member. Sagos, that is called Sagos. It's like Vyasadeva says, demon. He's offering prayer, Sagos, with all his followers and disciples. That is the process. So this flower offering will be done at 12, and I think 15 will be in the evening. And after offering this Pushpanjali, we can take our usual food. But the feasting may be done in the make like that. Because some audience, some members, visitors come, they should give me. And you can ask that Mata, Mata, his name is Mata. And the Podhaji, Bank, yes, Radhesham, and some, and we can invite Dr. Ravishnath, his brother and his wife, and anyone who have made friends in the meantime, some of them.
How about
where
to
replace the picture? What is that? That's where there is space. Oh, there are so many places. Why not this? Yes. After that, I feel a little talk, that's all. That you make arrangements. You know how many people are coming. What are you asking me? Feasting means puri, and halwa, and a vegetable, and a chutney. 14, next symbol. Not a special, the process is that whatever you offer to the deity, that is offered to Guru. And Guru offers to his Guru, in this way goes to Krishna. You don't directly offer Radha Krishna. No, you have no right. Neither he accepts in that way. The pictures of his acharyas why there. Actually, one has to offer the place to his Guru. And he will offer his Guru. He will offer his Guru, his Guru, in this way to Guru. That is the path. You cannot directly approach Krishna or other subordinates to Krishna. That is not possible. As we do, that is all right. The process is this, not you are you, that is the process. That's all right.